For about 100 years, the Charles T has been used for tendering and longlining in Southeast Alaska. The boat is now owned by Jim Eastwood, who has had her for the last 30 years. The Charles T was originally brought up to Alaska from Seattle in the early 1920s by Earl Omer, the founder of the Petersburg Processing Company, Alaska Glacier Seafoods. Now, Eastwood's daughter, Roberta, runs the boat as a tender for a Juno processor by the same name. Most of the Charles T has been rebuilt over the years, including a new wheelhouse and back shed. But there are still some original pieces. A lot of the planking below the water has been preserved by the salt water. Some of the original ribs are intact, and the keel, which runs down the center bottom of the boat. And that's where Jim and Roberta take me on a quick tour. Down the stairs into the engine room. The boat runs on a 1964 diesel engine.
So that is the keel that you're looking at with that bucket sitting in there. And that's all original. This is the engine bed, the big beam. You can kind of look over there on that side and see how massive that timber is.
How big do you think it is?
Oh, it's probably 8 by 16 and at least 12 feet long on each side.
And that's 100 years old at least.
Yeah, yeah it is. And then this bed was redone in 99 to set this engine on because we had, when we tore the wheelhouse off in that November of 98, all the deck beams were gone, the decks were gone, everything was gone. So we lifted everything out and replaced all this, the engine system, put a gen set in. That's the hydraulic oil tank, the other fuel tank, and then we put everything back together here. So they had to redo part of the engine bed here at Piston and Rudder here in town. The big wood projects since 2012 have been done by Tyler Thompson and Dan Thompson, no relation, just the same last name, in Wrangell. And they helped save this boat to keep her going just because of their expertise at shipwrighting.
When you first got the boat, were you interested in the history? Was that part of your decision, or was it more like, I need a boat?
Probably wanted to upgrade from my little 36-foot boat to a bigger boat that I could go offshore and fish blackcod offshore. So that was part of it. And then, you know, it was an old boat, so I kind of got interested in that. And then Davy Omer's family owned the boat. His grandfather brought the boat up in the 20s. And so I guess we just kind of got interested in that part of it.
And then whose idea was it to open it up and let people learn about it?
I guess it was just the family, my wife, my daughter, and I, just talking about it, say we should celebrate a little bit since it's turning 100. So Roberta has put together some old photographs from throughout the history of the boat, and also did a lot of research in the old newspaper articles in town.
The earliest mention of this boat in the Petersburg Press, I believe it was at that point, is in 1923. We have a few earlier articles that we think might be her, but it doesn't mention either the Sunland, her original name, or the Charles T. specifically. So sometime around 1923 or a few years before, it arrived in Petersburg, and it's been here since.
Anything else that you want the public to know?
She's a great old gal, and I think she is currently one of the oldest boats in Petersburg, and definitely one of the best preserved at this point. We can only hope she lasts another 100 years.
Roberta and Jim Eastwood will be at the Charles T this weekend, giving tours Friday and Saturday between 1 and 5 p.m. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.